And I'm in the ANS 401 class interviewing Nick Oakley. Today is December the 8th, 2005. I'm recording on side A. And my topic will be Aleutic folklore and superstition. I'll start off by asking about that. What kind of certain superstition or folklore can you think of that's passed on in your region or that you remember since you were growing up?
One can tell a story about this one guy that was hunting over the Red River. I mean, they were trapping. And he was with that mother guy. After they got done evening, the other guy was in the other cabin. He was in the one cabin. So we sat down and drank tea for him. Tea and then bread. Evening. He heard a knock on the door, he opened the door and he hears this guy all white. Come and sit down. And he offered him tea and bread. And he took the tea, but he wouldn't take the bread. And the guy went, there's something wrong here. Because why wouldn't he eat bread? He was kind of cautious about him. After they got done, he laid down and went and moved down the other side. But he had his gun with him. And he was peeking at him. He stuck, got up. I guess he was going to hook it wood to club him or something. So he jumped up and fired and shot him. After he shot him, he got scared. He went to his friend that was with him in another cabin. Because he thought he'd shot a man. He shot a man in the cabin. He didn't want to go at the night. He was scared. But they waited till morning, they went over there. When he got there was no man. There was a weasel. All shot up.
Transformed himself, huh?
Yeah. That's what we show all the time, I think. Because there was no man except the usual old child. They got a story, I got there's a book down on the tribal god of the book's name is Jamai. Story that I used to hear about that in Virginia. So when I read it, I was surprised. But this guy that was wrote that he was the guy that was with him, trapping him. He told the story himself.
Oh, so it happened to him?
No, it happened to his friend.
Oh, to his friend.
That's the one I'm telling you about. But he was there with him, and that happened.
Ooh. My grandpa told a similar story to that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry, not to that, but like a similar story, kind of like
that. Animals, humans, they can, somewhere. I don't know how to say it.
How they transform?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a word in Aleutic for that?
How they transform. I'm sure I used to hear that. They treat the animals good. They can all.
Do you know any other stories of them transforming or any other similar stories like that?
Mm-hmm. Well, one time I had that. It was nighttime. I was home. My dad and Some other guy was with us, named Pete. And he heard that knock on the door, and he opened the door, and here was the guy. He was just, he was like human, you know, about that size. But he was, he was wearing nothing but that. Like a gunny sack, burlap, you know, real dark, but it wasn't fur. And I couldn't figure out what it was. And my dad, and then this guy trying to shake hands, my dad slapped me away. Because he knew it wasn't my feeling. And after that, my dad escorted him out. Now he didn't struck the door. He went out. And then he got out of the porch and we were watching him and he went to build up to the moonlight.
Wonder what he was?
I was wondering. Well, then, before they used to talk about a whole house, you know. Like, they could. They used to see a lot of that. They call him a hula. Hula means, you know, kind of like it means runaway person. And run away and turn wild, you know. Live in the wild and get supernatural power. I used to hear that since I was small. About them. But I had an encounter myself. How come I believe it?
What happened in your encounter?
Nothing really. Just, like I said, my dad recorded them all. But I was scared and then, you know, to this day I still wonder, you know, what could have been.
Was he very tall? Or?
No, same size.
Same size as us?
Average.
When
he was crushed up this on that ground, but he wasn't poor. Maybe I didn't look right. Maybe I didn't look good enough because I was kind of young then.
Looked like Benny Sack? Yeah, it's really similar to what we have. Our name is Thugit, meaning wild man. He's our beliefs is that the otter people. They can change you into them. They pull you. They persuade you. When you're lost out, when maybe your boat turned and you swam back to shore and you're far away.
Mm-hmm.
The otter people, or the otters somehow transform you. You go kind of mad out there, and just starts changing you. You start eating stuff off the beach.
Yeah,
and
the wild, they turn wild.
The Gugits, they would eat sea urchin, and it'd go through their lips, so we have spines all the way through their lips. That's how you tell. I guess I have a few friends that seen them too. That seen them before. When they're out walking outside of town, there by the road, they seen one. It jumps out. It shook the bushes. It was scared. It was scared to see them. But I remember them telling me about that. And out on the boat, seeing them on the beach. But yeah, they're just lost men, just like that.
And why don't they get supernatural?
Yeah, supernatural power.
Yeah.
Not the Haidas in Alaska, but the Haida, our relatives down in Canada. Like their beliefs about their supernatural powers. They say they could fly almost, even. You know, their mind gets so for being alone and stuff, they get so, all they could do use is their mind and think about things, so they get really powerful and they're able to float or fly. And would your parents, or would your grandparents or parents or anyone ever scare you with stories about them? Or not scare you, but like warn you about certain things? If you're alone, or if you encounter them? Or did they ever talk to you about the... They used to tell us, and my parents, my grandpa used to tell my parents, and so on. When you're walking down the beach at night, when you hear a whistle, it's an otter. When you hear it whistle down the beach, you never look back and see what it is. Because if you look back and give them that attention, they'll pull you in, and you'll become wild. That's what they always said. So it always kind of scared a few of the generations, me and my parents. And just superstition like that.
Yeah, they used to have a lot of it. Seemed like in older days, seemed like there used to be a lot of that. But now, I don't know why it is. But before, you know, people used to be out land, you know, hunting all the time. They didn't come to it. But now nobody does that.
I remember you had a story about Russian masquerade.
Mm-hmm.
What was your experience with the little people, I think?
Yeah, there's a holiday after masquerade, there's a holiday. January 19th, after the masquerade, you go to church at 10 o'clock, and it's when my dad saw them, little people. Church bell was ringing. And midnight, we used to turn the lights out, and we cut cobwebs to burn my papers. Turn the light off and then watch it burn. Performed all kind of, you can see animals, all kind of stuff in there. Performed. Scary. And they used to say, if you're going to learn to break a guitar or something, you know what a bond is?
Yeah.
You go in there and hold a guitar and hold a chicken in the other arm. Nobody ever tried it, never brave enough to do it. When you're in there, you know, you have to pick up. And I don't know anybody. When it gets too much, you know, then you just when you pinch the chicken, you know, then they go away.
Hmm.
And then, you see, when you, after you do that, you go out, you sit the controller and tire it, nothing.
Just like that, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Easy as that.
Tell us the water at midnight and that a certain day it gets holy, so you could go to a well and get a hold of water.
When?
On the 19th. They call it Christina. I don't know what house you're making.
That's
some kind of holiday after masquerade. It's when all the scary stuff used to happen.
And so there's a Russian Orthodox masquerade on the 19th and then the holiday? Or that's all holiday by itself?
No, after Russian New Year's, we have masquerade.
Oh, Russian New Year's.
And after that, the masquerade and happened, and then they go to church and get all that spirit of the mask. Ready for a church at 10 o'clock. I don't know why 10 o'clock.
That night?
Mm-hmm. Between all the spooky stuff we do, you can be spooky at night. And when you masquerade, you have to guess who you are. You know? If you don't guess who you are, you gotta be something else.
What does your dad say they look like, or how do you describe them, the little people when you've seen them?
Little people walking up on the street. It was nighttime.
They just walk right by to them.
Mm-hmm.
They look
just walk by him. They walked to a vacant house that was old. They walked in there and they came out.
Wow. Were they, he didn't know how they were dressed or?
No.
Just seen them, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we don't have stories of little people in my region. Mm-hmm. Or not down in the southeast. Maybe the Tlingits do, but we don't. Mm-hmm. We just have the Geats.
I know, when I was in Barrow, they said, they see something in Barrow.
What they call them? Probably. I don't remember how the. I don't remember the way they pronounce it. Do you guys have a name for it?
No. Just a enemy person. Yeah. A whole lot.
Oh, well.
People describe it like a Bigfoot.
Well, it's something.
Must be a little tip Bigfoot, I think.
That's something to have it come right to your door, though. I've never heard stories like that.
Mm-hmm.
Never heard experiences like that. Just seen them in the wild or out on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
They get clams or mussels,
mm-hmm.
or they'll be chasing deer. People
no,
talked about that.
This one came to the house. I was kind of young. I was too scared to really find out why it came. Why did he pick our house? That's what I can't figure out. And the doctor all our house. Why did he come to our house?
You think they're bad luck? How old were you think, when this?
About 9 or 10.
Yeah, and some experiences when...
Even some of my people don't believe me, you know, but I saw it.
Yeah. They're out there. Just with, you know, everyone has a name for it, everyone has experiences with them. I don't, you know, no one would be making it up at all.
Mm-hmm.
There'd be no reason to.
Mm-hmm.
When a lot of people are, they're down the Gugits, they say they're really strong. You know, they lift up big rocks, and
mm-hmm.
like my wrestling coach, when he was out when he was out hunting with his dad, he said when they're out on the beach cleaning a deer, they see huge rocks go over their head and just stick there in the sand. It just made a big impact in the sand. They looked back, they didn't see, then, you know, the woods were over here and they're on the beach. And so they just left, they just took right off and left. I don't think they brought their deer. Yeah, they just took off. Really interesting stories when you talk about that.
Non-parameter. I'll attack. I know my parents and some other people. Yeah, when I had a picnic behind a canyon one day, there's 2 beaches, there was a small beach over there. And then I remember sitting in a beach. Somebody was throwing rocks at us from the hill. And there was nobody there. There was nobody throwing rocks.
From the beach or from the hill?
From the hill. Throwing rocks at us. And then after that, my parents were talking about maybe dead people. Because there were graves up there. And it's a Chinese. Chinese died. In that clan, actually, they buried them there. And they climbed. In the spring, they died.
This was an owl attack?
Yeah, owl attack. Not far from Akia.
It was you and your parents, huh?
Mm-hmm. Could hear them talk, you know, so they talk out of you, they're talking out of you, and I could understand this.
They're talking out of you when they said it was the Chinaman that...
The Chinaman's buried up there. I don't think they could figure out why. Nobody was twice so many from where to turn the rocks. And I don't know. One guy kind of crazy and got hit and he was up in the hill. And I keep seeing this beautiful woman calling him. Keep following her. And he was lost. Nobody could find him. He finally come true. He's going to tell the story why he got lost. He was lost. He's following that beautiful lady. Keep calling him.
He wasn't lost?
No, he had kind of lost his mind. Crazy.
Did you say your daughter had an experience? Had a supernatural?
Yeah, he saw an owl attack. Twice, she said. Of course you believe me.
Okay. Did she tell you about it? How what happened and what
she was told her, you know, do nothing, she just told her that she saw one, you know.
Was she out on the boat?
No, it's nighttime. She was walking. One time too in the Akia, my wife saw one by the right behind the other house. And she wouldn't explain what it was.
They seem to be so close to town, and it's like, you know, not shy to come by. Like tame almost.
One time, holding my oldest boy, I was visiting my friend. I was going back to the house. I saw somebody run around the house. I was holding my son. And I thought somebody was peeking around. So I ran around. I couldn't find nobody.
Disappeared.
After I thought about it, I got kind of spooky. I wouldn't run around if I didn't.
So they were all about our size, though? They never grew very big?
No. Not the one I see. Some people have experienced taller ones. They're from villages. Like in Old Harbor, I saw one in the window and it was way up. It was tall.
Who was it that seen one at Old Harbor?
I know, he was his name was Innocenti Inga. He was a reader in Russian Orthodox Church. And he would make up stories like that. He was a respected elder.
Can you tell me his name again?
Innocenti. Innocenti, I don't know how to spell it.
Innocenti?
He was a reader, Russian Orthodox Church.
Preacher or reader?
Yeah, a
reader. Innocenti. What's his last name?
Inga.
Innocenti Inga.
That was a long time ago. In the 50s. I like to have an encounter again, just to see him. I don't really know. And I'm really trying to find out.
I always kind of wanted to see one, but then I wouldn't know how I'd react. Like, I don't know if it'd change me or if it'd be, you know. I almost know they're out there, but I just don't, you know, I wouldn't want to see one if I was alone in the woods or out hunting or fishing by myself.
Me too, I'd like to be, have somebody with me there. That way, I can verify what I'm saying. It's pretty spooky when you're alone.
They say, in Heidelberg, they say that they could change, their whole appearance if they want to, that with their powers, they could change their appearance to look like one of your relatives and talk just like them.
Uh-huh.
Like, at this one river, one of our sockeye, good sockeye streams near our bay, family member, like his two brothers went up there. This wasn't that long ago. His two two brothers went up there, and one went off on the beach, and the other one was on the beach too, near the river. And then the one brother near the river looked up, heard his brother calling him up. He'd seen him calling him up, telling him to come up there, and then he said, no, I don't want to go. And he decided, maybe I should go. Then he looked back up again, and it wasn't him, it was a Googie standing there. And he called for his brother. His brother was still down by the beach. So they left on this skiff. Usually they could just change themselves just like that. They always want, always trying to persuade you, or somehow trying to...
Yeah, that's how. I think that's how my whole life started tonight. You get persuaded and you go and you turn around. I believe that because I heard some of the stories about it when we back. Same kind of stories. And they say you can't kill him with that gun. Yeah. Said the gun would fire. Said they used to have to make a special bullet, special shell, in order to kill it.
You know what kind of bullets?
No, any kind of bullet. Any kind of bullet they have to make them special. Show the brass. Only brass. They put a cross in it. That's only that. It's the only thing I can kill with them. But I used to hear it in my hand. Now I can shoot them under the gun. Maybe I got the power. When it let me know, it won't come out. No. It won't fire.
They say if you catch them, if you capture one that hasn't turned completely Googie, they say you could use urine to bring them back. I'm not sure why they said that, but they said when you put it on their face, you see who they really were.
Mm-hmm.
I remember always hearing that. You see what they were before they turned me. Lots of superstition about the... What? Okay, that we could conclude this interview. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah.